You're with SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, pendukung pengangguran di Australia dan pendukung kesejahteraan sosial telah mengajukan dorongan baru untuk meningkatkan santunan New Start. Hal itu adalah lanjutan dari janji pemerintah untuk memangkas suku bunga bagi pensiunan pada tanggal 15 Juli yang lalu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall. Leslie, seorang wanita, telah masuk dan keluar New Start sejak Maret 2009 yang lalu. Ia menjelaskan bagaimana rasanya bertahan hidup dengan tunjangan pengangguran.
You can't live. You have no social life. It's for $30 to have a phone for a month, mobile. I'm paying $230 rent. You can't afford anything. You can't even afford shoes. You can't even afford medical treatment if it's not Medicare funded.
Wanita berusia 54 tahun itu termasuk di antara lebih dari 800 ribu warga Australia yang hidup dengan sekitar $40 per hari dari tunjangan pemerintah yang tidak mendapat kenaikan secara real selama 25 tahun. Penasihat senior Dewan Sosial Australia atau ACOS, Charmin Crow, mengatakan tunjangan itu harus dinaikkan menjadi $75 per minggu untuk mengimbangi meningkatnya biaya kehidupan.
If you're on Newstart, you can't afford the cost of energy. You can't afford the cost of transport to get to that job interview. It's impossible to cover the cost of housing. Anglicare found that there are only two properties Australia-wide that would be affordable for someone on Newstart.
Tekanan baru untuk meningkatkan tunjangan itu dikeluarkan setelah pemerintah memotong suku bunga yang akan meningkatkan pendapatan sekitar 1 juta para pensiunan. Crow mengatakan kenaikan tingkat New Start akan menguntungkan seluruh negara.
Deloitte Access Economics has found that if you increase New Start by $75 per week, it would inject around $4 billion into the economy. Rural and regional Australia would be the biggest beneficiary of an increase to New Start. And we know that rural and regional Australia has been really doing it tough of late with the drought.
Namun, Bendahara Federal Josh Frydenberg mengatakan pemerintah tidak akan menaikkan pembayaran tunjangan New Start.
Two-thirds of the people who are on New Start move into employment within 12 months. And our focus for the people on New Start is helping to create the environment where they get a job. Because that's the best thing you can do for someone who's on New Start, helping them into the workforce.
Leslie mengatakan menaikkan New Start sebenarnya justru akan menambah besar kemungkinannya untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan.
Because I don't have a computer, I'm solely reliant on public computers. It means I can actually get into the libraries because I can't walk the distance to my local library. So I'd be able to catch public transport. I'd also be able to eat better quality food and therefore keep my health safe where I'm not at the moment.
Sementara itu, juru bicara Departemen Keuangan Partai Buruh, Jim Chalmers, mengatakan partainya mendukung peningkatan pembayaran New Start, namun ia tidak menyebutkan seberapa banyak.
Unfortunately, Labor does not determine the level of New Start at the beginning of this third term of a Liberal government. It's for the government to respond to the concerns which have been legitimately raised. It's for the government to justify why they think that New Start is adequate as it stands.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.